And welcome back, everyone, to D and D Outdoors. Today on the show, the great debate. Dustin and I are going to be debating a few topics here that are dealing with hunting and fishing. Some topics might get a little zesty. Some topics, you know, might not be. We don't have some, you know, sit back, enjoy us bickering. We're getting ready for our presidential debates. Dustin's going to be doing the speaking, so just give him some constructive feedback that you might have for him. And as always, D&D Outdoors is brought to you by Zone Protects Products. Get ready for all the... Oh, my lights are going out behind me. I don't know what's going on here. I need an electric. Get ready for your upcoming hunting season, mosquito season. Get yourself some Zone Protects. And... how you doing today, Dustin?
I am wonderful. I'm getting ready to debate Joe Biden.
Oh, man. That should be easy, right?
I hope so.
Yeah. Hey.
You got to get me ready. Know,
yeah. If you lose, you know, you might be in a little trouble.
I think I've got credibility. All I got to do is show up, right?
He's got to show up. Just talk a little bit. Give him some ice cream to distract him.
Form complete sentences and I'll be all right.
Yes, form complete. Yeah, I think you're good to go. I think this will be a good practice. You know, I'm a little bit faster than him. I think I'm a little bit more wittier. So we will see.
Okay.
Oh, man. So our first debate topic is becoming big, I think, more out your way. I know, I think in the Western states, it's still pretty dang illegal. But should drone recovery be done for wildlife? So, for some of you that don't know, there are companies now out there that will essentially come out and bring their drones out and help find your downed animals. So it's called Deer Recovery. There's a couple companies that do it, and it's legal in some states. It's illegal in other states. But essentially, I mean, should it be allowed? I mean, you're flying a drone with infrared equipment. It's going to go over where you think you shot. I guess they could probably catch the blood trail or something. So I know, like, in Virginia it's happening. I know in Michigan last year, a company came under scrutiny from the Michigan Department of Natural Resources, who deemed it in violation of a state law that an individual shall not take game using an unmanned vehicle or an unmanned device that uses aerodynamic forces to achieve flights. So they just put in another statute the law defines to include collecting animals. So that's Michigan. I know in Arizona, I believe it's like that, and a lot of other states, but in Virginia, it's not. So, Dustin, I'm going to let you kick this off. Should it or should it not? I think you know where I stand on it.
It's something like three or four of them in the whole state here that does that. I saw a map. I think it was in Star City Whitetail's Facebook group that showed the whole state. They broke it down of what company covers what area. Anyway, I think that you should be putting every effort forward to recover that animal. I think that that animal deserves that right. That, you know, it sacrificed its life for you. That you should do everything it takes to recover it. Now, I think it should be like, if you and I are neighbors, I don't want you on my property. I think that the drone company should go to that person, the neighbor, and say, hey, so-and-so shot a deer. Do you mind if we fly over your property? And treat it the same as you walking onto the property.
So drone recoveries cost anywhere between $300 to $600. I am against it. I think, this is my opinion, I agree that you should do everything you can to be able to retrieve your animal because it lost its life, and you know, being an ethical hunter, you know, you shouldn't waste meat. But in my opinion is, if you are getting yourself in a situation where, I know, obviously, we aren't perfect. I've done it. We track animals all the time. You know, not perfect shots. But what you should be able, as a hunter, to find a blood trail, track it. Also, you should be able to take, you know, well, the question is, what are you taking ethical shots? Are you now just going to be shooting animals, knowing that you can just call up a drone to come find it? So I think it brings ethics into it as well, where hunters, you know, will hunters start taking more poorly aimed shots, or shots that they are not capable of, never practiced, because they know, you know, they can call a drone up and have the drone come out and find the deer. I'm assuming it's only for deer, because I don't know if they do it for other animals. That's the only one I've heard it for is deer. And what do I mean? So it's essentially just another way for you to excuse your poor hunting behavior. You know, I know, and obviously I've taken bad shots, but that probably plays in the back of people's minds. I mean, out here in Texas, they use, and in other states in Arizona, they use dogs to track blood. So it's really no different, I guess, than that as well. But I think you're going to get to the point where the drones are just going to become another thing that I think are going to, one, become an issue. Because with on top of it, you're going to be having the drones. I mean, who says that, you know, Game and Fish shows up, you're flying, saying you're looking for a deer you shot. Maybe you're just scouting for deer with it, trying to find out where the deer are at. And goes back, what are the rules?
Do animals pay attention to that thing?
No, but, you know, like if in Arizona, where, you know, where I'm hiking 5-6 miles back in the desert, why wouldn't I just go sit on top of a mountain and bring my drone up with me and fly it around looking for animals instead of hiking around? Sitting up there with my binoculars.
I don't know if, like I said, though, if you fly a thing over top of a deer, will it spook it?
Well, it might spook it, but you know the deer are in the area.
Yeah.
You know, it's the same thing with people. If there's a guy in trouble in Arizona because he was flying around with a helicopter looking for help. I mean, two different things. But, I mean, what's to say, what's going to stop you from using that as a scouting tool and just claiming that you're out there trying to find a deer?
That's true.
I think it's a good, I think it's one of those where if you're going to use it, it should only be used if you're hunting private property, not public land.
Right. And that's, I guess, where my standpoint is coming from, is being on private property and that way. So,
I mean, I don't want a drone buzzing around me. Could you imagine? You're out there going to the bathroom in the woods. You got a drone looking for a deer, and there you are, smiling on camera.
And then that becomes another issue of how much you getting paid on this only site there.
Yeah, so I better make good money on that. I think the means there is right, but I also think it takes part of hunting out. You know, all this technology coming in. You know, part of the fun's trailing the blood and all that. I mean, or should there be? I mean, there's definitely, I think now that's becoming a bigger thing, should be laws put around it where if, well, that's still hard to prove. If you can't find the animals in X amount of hours or 24 hours, then you can use a drone, you know? And then what are these drone companies? Are they licensed operators for drones? You know? And then, I mean, what's stopping me and you from buying a drone, figuring out how to work it? And hey, we're here to recover your animals.
Yeah, I believe you do have to have a pilot's license, I think is what they call it. I'm not 100% sure on that one.
Yeah, there's FAA regulations if you're going to have a business with it. But it comes down, I don't know. It's one of those where I think it's a good idea in theory, but I'm not a huge fan on it. I mean, there's so many issues with drones nowadays, too. You think,
what about those states that if you shoot a deer, you call me to come in with the drone, I find the deer for you, but then I turn around and tell you that you can't go get that deer because we've found it with the drone.
Yeah. I mean, that's very possible. Why
in the world would you call them in if you know that? If they find it, you can't go get it because they did it with a drone.
Yeah. But maybe that's very possible. I think, what is it? It's the animal's not yours, so your tag's on it at the end of the day. And who knows if even the drone, but also how do you know it's your deer? That, you know, if the drone operator doesn't know what deer you shot, say there's two hunters in the area, you shot one, and another hunter shot one, and yours ran off to another county because you did a horrible shot on it, and the other hunter dropped his, and the drone's picking up that deer and saying that's your deer, and you can go out to the hunter over there and say, hey, that's my deer.
Yeah, then it gets a little
dicey.
Right, yeah.
I think it causes more issues than it does it does benefit. I mean, it's, in theory, it's a good idea, but I don't agree with it, but you know, I am also, as I said, I guess I do agree with it for your own personal property. But public land, it shouldn't be able to be allowed on.
It has the opportunity to be a great tool. However, you will have people out there that use it for non-good activities.
Yeah. And, you know, people are always just very honest and do everything by the book, right?
Some do, some don't.
I mean, $300 to $600. I think it'd almost be, I mean, these drones are like $9,000. I think we've talked about that in the past. Then, I mean, if you're going to do this also, I'm going to say, I would hope to get a big enough drone where, we can just hook the damn deer up to it. You're at that point. Just hook it up and carry it out for me.
Yeah, you'd have to go out there, though. Somebody'd have to go out there with the animal.
Yeah. So, states that restrict drone use in hunting: North Dakota, Alaska, Alabama, Kansas, Tennessee, Texas. It is a Class A misdemeanor. Wisconsin, Wyoming, Utah. Is illegal. Arizona, California, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware. Okay, it's easier. So Kansas drones may not be used for hunting, locating wounded, or harvesting game. Fish drone can be used to scout on a land not owned or managed by. So you can do that for private property. In Minnesota, you can use one, but not in state wildlife areas. What does Virginia say? Virginia, it says you cannot use a drone for hunting.
For hunting?
Yes.
But not recovery.
Yes. But there's some states, you know, that under the fair chase model, you know, I don't know. It's one of those. I think it can get difficult because technically your hunt's not over until you put a tag on the animal.
So did it say that Virginia was not allowed to use drones?
Yeah, for hunting.
But what about recovering the animal? Is that classified as hunting?
It depends how the state wants to interpret it.
Because like I said, I know I saw a map of Virginia with, it was three or four areas with, here's your drone service, blah, blah, blah.
Let's see. I'm trying to find the states that allow it. For me, what I'm reading, it must just be, so you can, South Carolina, you can use it for, not for game birds. The only yeses on here that you can use one for, that say you can use it for hunting, are Delaware, Kansas, Louisiana, but non-state wildlife areas, Minnesota, non-state wildlife areas, South Carolina, but not for game birds. Those are the only ones that say you should be using, that have laws that say you can use a drone for hunting. And in my interpretation of what hunting is, let's see, is, you know, your hunt's not over until the tag's on the animal. What do you think of those apples?
Now I'm confused.
I know. So I guess, I mean, maybe they aren't considering it hunting then. In Virginia, because you're just recovering it. Okay, so right here is from one site that does it in Virginia. So it can be used for deer and bear, but it says each recovery is different, but deer have been found with drones as long as 48 hours after a shot. You can see through tree leaves. It doesn't, so I don't know. To be honest, there is a lot of drones in Virginia. So, I mean, maybe it's one of those where you can use it for recovery. Virginia drone hunting recovery laws.
Yeah, it's a whole lot.
It says right here, website's the following. It is unlawful to hunt or assist another to hunt during any open season on the same calendar day and the same property where a drone was used to locate or scout any wild animal. So I guess you can. I guess you just can't hunt the area again for 24 hours. It looks like this law is very gray.
Well, so is this footage I'm looking at, too.
So here's the question. So it's illegal to hunt, take, or kill a wild animal, or drive or hurt any wild animal for the purpose of hunting, trapping, or killing with a drone. What if this drone recovery finds the deer and is just severely wounded and it's still alive? You have to put it down. Now you're hunting again. Now who's looking like Joe Biden?
Because I'm looking at this thing now. It says, this company currently serving Virginia, Maryland, and West Virginia.
Yeah. I think it's just one of those where there's just a law, such a gray area, that it's going to be one of those tough ones where you get it, where it's going to take someone actually getting caught with it, and it's going to take someone to go to judge, go through the legal system, and go from there.
Drone is operated between 200 and 400 feet with zero disturbance to the local wildlife. A grid search of the area will be performed until the animal is found.
I mean, I don't know. I think it's illegal. You're hunting. Can't use drones to hunt. You shouldn't do it. Or just have a good lawyer ready if you're going to do it.
Well, that's with anything.
Yeah, that's true. You can get out of anything with a good lawyer.
Look it up. Never mind. I was going to look at that celebrity that has the same name as a popular breakfast juice, but...
Hey, if it doesn't fit, you must have quit. Oh man, please don't kill us, Oga. Oh what? Lord.
He what? Said it, not me.
Hey, if we get in trouble with our last episode, I think we're gonna push it a little bit. Oh crap. And D&D Outdoors is brought to you by Tailgate Spice. Spice up your tailgate, your playoff party for this ending of the football season with Tailgate Spices. Has some great flavors, even though they're Minnesota Vikings affiliated spice. Go ahead and get them. You know, the Vikings ain't doing much, so you got to support them any way you can. Oh, Lord. Our next topic is, we've talked about this a lot, Colorado, Washington. Should states get funding if they go against the North American model? So what brought this question up to me, which I thought would be good, is the Wild Sheep Foundation just hit an all-time record auction at the sheep show where the permit for the statewide bighorn sheep, Rocky Mountain bighorn sheep tag, went for $600,000. That's a lot of money. 90% of that will go back to the Colorado Department of Wildlife, Colorado State Parks and Wildlife. So the state that has introduced wolves might be getting rid of mountain lion hunting is getting all of this conservation funding put into it for that, for a state that's going against the North American model and isn't following conservation tactics that are set forth. So should those states be eligible to get the funding? You know, should place like the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, the National Wild Turkey Federation, should they be able, should they still invest into habitat and wildlife reintroduction, protection, conservation in those states that really don't seem to give a damn about it? That's the question. What do you think, Dustin?
Now, for those that don't know or don't remember us talking about it, the wildlife model that we're talking about is a set of principles and laws that guide and manage. Hang on. Set of principles and laws that guide the management and restoration of fish and wildlife in their habitats in the United States and Canada. They are
doing ballot box biology in those states.
Yes.
Where it's not up to the biologist. You know, and I'm all for conservation. That's why we hunt, because we love to animals, right, like to conserve them. But should this, the $600,000, 90% of that's going back to Colorado to help protect wildlife. I mean, how's that? How do we know that's not going to the wolves? Reintroduction.
And it could.
You know. So should those states still get funding from conservation, hunting, pro-hunting conservation organizations?
And I'm all for trying to reintroduce animals that have left the area on either their own will or being hunted out, try to reintroduce everything to try to generate that population of that animal. But when you drop in a pack of wolves in an area, or mountain lions, it's rumors of them dropping mountain lions up in Northern Virginia to help with the deer population. It gets a little dicey there, because, you know, it's people's well-being and people's livestock, or them trying to, you know, make a living with it. You're interrupting that, or you're getting a little close to interrupting that. It gets a little dicey.
So should they get funding, those states that clearly are going against the North American model?
I will say no. If they're going against that model, no.
Should they get funding if they're reintroducing, if the states like Colorado that are reintroducing wolves, should they get funding even though it was voted on by the voters in the places that the wolves are being reintroduced against it? Should they still get funding? Like the mountain lion, if mountain lion hunting gets banned in Colorado, that's by the ballot boxes as well, not by a Game and Fish Commission like Washington. Should they still get funding?
I'm going to say no.
Okay. Well, I guess I'll play devil's advocate on this one. I was going to say no as well. You know, I think states like Colorado, they should. because it is not up to the Game and Fish Commission that this is happening. It is because of ballot box biology. Now, I think states that are passing those laws probably won't pass similar laws, but there should be laws that outlaw ballot box biology, that Game and Fish Commission should set forth the rules when it comes to managing wildlife in those state. I don't think us as hunters, we want to conserve wildlife. So I think that you're killing me. Now that I have to take the other side of this. That's what we were going to say. Yes. I think that states, you know, our jobs conserve wildlife, and I think they need it more now than ever, because I can't remember what the podcast was. It was like a year or two ago, and someone had on the director of the Humane Society, or one of them organizations, and they asked them, well, if hunting is going out, you want to ban hunting, are you guys going to donate the money then revenue that's being lost from the tags because it's not happening? They said, no, we're not going to do that. So, I mean, we still have to protect the wildlife there. And it's one of those slippery slopes. I mean, I don't know any hunters that are pro reintroductions of the wolves or the wolverines. I haven't met any yet that are pro doing that through ballot box biology. Let me restate that. But I think, you know, our job's still to protect the wildlife. And so I think they still should get it. But I think if the donations are happening, such as that $600,000 auction tag, there should be parameters set around what that money could be spent on. That it can't be spent on the wolf reintroduction. It can't be spent on, you know, studies to find new anything that goes against the North American model. That it needs to be solely put into this was, for example, the bighorn sheep, only solely put into conservation of the bighorn sheep in Colorado.
Well, that should come from the organization that is donating it, saying, hey, we're donating this, but only if you meet these rules.
These are donated by the state. So the state of Colorado donates it. So like the Wild Sheep Foundation should say, okay, in my opinion, okay, we will auction it, but here are our sets of rules for the auction winner. Now, I know some people in the Parks Wildlife in Colorado, they're all against a wolf reintroduction. So I doubt that they would allocate the money to it anyways, but it's just nice to have that extra layer of protection. Right. You know, I know that they want to reintroduce wolverines in Colorado, even though wolverines are already there, that it shouldn't go into wolverine reintroduction. You know, there should be parameters set. Washington, no, I don't think Washington should get any of these big monies because clearly the board has a couple of rogue board members that are completely anti-hunting. So they should just auction off, you know, a giant rainbow thing that you can shove someplace and see how that works.
Wow. That went south real fast.
I'll let you picture what that was. You can have a nice mental image. Where you go to sleep tonight.
Okay.
Oh, man. Yeah, no, that just had me thinking when I saw it. I mean, it's good. I mean, I always support those state right tags. I mean, if someone wants to spend that much money on a bighorn sheep, you know you're going to get a record sheep. The sheep that are getting taken are old anyway, so they're going to die soon because they're giant old sheep that are detrimental. Usually detrimental to the herd because they're fighting off the younger ones that can still reproduce when these ones can. They're beating them. So I'm all for it, but there definitely needs to be rules and parameters set up on it. I mean, $600,000, that's a lot of money. So, yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you can get a...
Go all willy-nilly with that stuff.
Yeah.
All kinds of stuff.
Yeah. Hey, what do we always say? Hunting's becoming a rich man's game.
It is.
Yeah. Oh, man. And you still probably got to pay for the guide on top of it, because I'm sure you're not going out by yourself with a $600,000 tag. Well, I'm sure they don't give a crap of that much. What's an extra 20 grand for a guide?
Then you got to get a drone.
Yeah, to recover it.
It's getting expensive.
Yeah. Sheesh. Well, thank you guys very much to listen to D and the D Outdoors. We love having you. We love having you listen. We are very excited for next week's episode. We got a special guest coming on. And we'll have a new sponsor next week. It's going to be a tasty one. Let us know what you think of what we talked about today and what your opinions on. We'll have a couple polls up on our Instagram throughout the week and Facebook. Be sure to like us on Facebook and Instagram at D&D Outdoors. Damn, that was a tough one to say. If you want to donate, you know, if you have $600,000 and you want to join us on Patreon, hey, we ain't asking for $600,000, but we are not going to complain if you want to donate that much to us. So for sure, find us on Patreon. We have it all up on all of our social medias, and you can find us on Patreon at D&D Outdoors Podcast. We hope you all have a great rest of your day. If you're heading to work, it will be over soon. Fishing, loving every day. That's the prayer that a country boy prays.